We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Okay, welcome back to the Labatt Studio. It's quarter number four, and this quarter is brought to you by Labatt Blue Citra, a bright hop aroma and a crisp, clean finish. Labatt Blue Citra, check it out. Don't forget, you can get all our content, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. That's our website. You can download our app, Keystone Sports, from the App Store on your phone. And we're on Spotify. Just look us up, Keystone Sports. All right, we're going to do some pit takeaways. Bob Flounders, Ross Tucker, Andy Shea. We're going to do some pit takeaways and kind of what they mean after the bye week going into the Friday game next week against Maryland. I'm going to start with a couple takeaways from you, Bob. Go ahead.
Yeah, so the story of the first three games to me has been obviously a couple things. The special teams and Jordan Stout, we've talked about that. Third down play on offense and defense is starting to make me crazy. We know that they're terrible on third down, 7 for 30 through three games. A lot of it, it's been a problem converting third and longs. Defensively, they've given up 30 points, and some people are wondering why they're not dominant. It's because they can't get off the field on third and long. Not third and short. Third and long. The last two games, they have allowed first downs in these situations. Real quick. Buffalo, third and 18, third and 12. Pittsburgh, third and 11, third and 6, fourth and 4, third and 8, PSU holding penalty, third and 10, pass interference, third and 11, third and 15, fourth and 1, second and 19, fourth and 12, third and 10. They're doing the hard work, right? It's the easy things that are getting in the way. And if they don't learn to recognize a screen pass on third and 20, they're not going to win any games in the Big Ten.
Walking away from the football, I'm telling you. Walking away from
the football. It's driving me nuts.
Yeah, no.
Like, they're doing all of the things that are hard. They're doing those. And on third down, they're falling apart.
One of my takeaways was, and we'll get to you in a sec, Ross. Hang in there, buddy. When you say that at the beginning of the season, you're going to rotate four backs, and you do that through 12 games, but you also say that if somebody, you're not going to be afraid to go with the hot back. I don't know what a hot back looks like, but what Noah Cain did on that drive for Penn State and what the other Penn State running backs were doing that day, and that was only like his second or third series, that's a hot back. That's how does that guy not get back in the game, as you said, Bob? But if you're going to say we're going to rotate four and run them, and you should. I agree with Ross. They've all been good. But if one emerges and looks like that, that's a hot back, ladies and gentlemen. That guy's got to get back in the football game. All right, Ross, go ahead.
I'm probably the wrong person to go to because I just want to go back to Narduzzi.
There you go.
No, we can do that.
We saved it for you.
We did. We got 10 minutes left. Go. Just go get him.
Is there anybody? So first of all, does the University of Pittsburgh have a math department or an introductory to logic department? By the way, the only B- I got in college, introduction logic. To logic 201. I took it my freshman year, first semester, because I just went through the book and I was like, oh, logic, like that sounds easy. Nope, it wasn't at all. But the good news is I got a B-. The bad news is Pat Narduzzi failed that class. And then the ball hits the post. That was unbelievable. You know, the reality is, I mean, Pitt was probably the better team.
I definitely think the better team lost the football game.
Penn State's very fortunate they won that game.
Pitt did.
So remember this, by the way.
Pitt played
Penn
well
State
enough to
goes,
win.
When Penn State goes 9-3 or whatever they go, people are like, oh, if we just would have beat this game. Remember that they probably could have, should have, would have lost to Pitt, which, by the way, would have ruined the entire season. No matter what else happened, that would have ruined the entire season if they lost to Pitt.
That's all you got on Narduzzi?
No, we're not done with Narduzzi.
Okay,
I'll just say this about Pat: there are guys who can coach football well, and he can, but not everyone is the CEO or the leader of a program. He's never understood that. When it comes to defensive game plans, sure. I mean, what he's done has been admirable, but if you're going to be that thin-skinned, and if you're going to take the cheese every time James Franklin targets you, you know, in the media to get you off your game.
Right.
You're just never going to win in the long term. He's always going to have your number. It's more than just being a good coach on game day. There's a lot that goes into it, and we're seeing this with Pittsburgh. One of the reasons I think that Pitt and Penn State may not continue, or maybe there's not enough interest with the younger part of the fan base, is Narduzzi had 4 years. 4 years to build off what he did in that first game and kind of recruit better, get them more competitive. And you look at the last three games, and I just don't think – it's not exciting watching Pittsburgh play. It just is not. They played about as well as they could play against Penn State, and they scored 10 points.
A lot of people like them, at least against the spread against Central Florida this week. That'll be an interesting game. I bet you – I know why the spread is what it is, and I think it's because – The odds makers think that they're poised for a letdown after that Penn State game. And guess what? I agree. I think Central Florida is going to smash Pitt.
If it's a 6-point
game. By the way, do you know Central Florida is legitimately better than Florida State and Miami?
I agree.
Like, no fluke was. It's been 3 years in a row now. That's not like a one-year thing. And by the way, I'd like to see them play Florida. Florida's not great either.
If it's a 6-point game and Narduzzi goes and kicks a field goal on 4th-and-1 at the 12-inch line, different or the same, Ross?
If it's a 6-point game and he goes and kicks a field goal, like 4th-and-9 from the 10-yard line, I'm going to kick the field goal there. That you can't turn your back on a 1-yard.
5 minutes ago, 6-point
game makes a big difference.
Okay,
because then the logic is 2 field goals, we can tie the game and take it to overtime. 7-point game, when
logic
even
again.
After you kick a field goal, you still, wait for it, need a touchdown. That is. I mean, I laughed about that. I was at a wedding after that in Honesdale, Pennsylvania. I was at a wedding, Camp Bryn Mawr, after that game. I laughed all night. I laughed. Every daddy soda I cracked and drank, I just smiled and laughed. Was it the drive after that Clifford didn't go for the first down? No. It was earlier in the game.
That's when he threw the ball downfield on third down, overthrew KJ Hamler on like 3rd and 3 or 3rd and 4.
I don't understand that either.
When Ricky Slade was in the game.
Yeah, not Noah Kane was in the game, by the way. It didn't matter which running back.
No, I think that they don't trust Noah Kane in pass pro in that situation yet. I mean, Ricky's been there. I think they didn't want to take the chance. You said earlier that Franklin said that Narduzzi was targeting the running backs. I think the last thing that they wanted was to have a true freshman running back not know what he's doing in blitz pickup, and Clifford get smoked and fumble and whatever. The point is, I'm sorry, Bob. From a recruiting standpoint, at home, the game should not be that close.
Yeah.
Pitt should not outplay. Penn State gets almost every kid. That's the thing I was noticing, too. I always like to look at the kids for Pitt that Penn State wanted.
DeMar
Hamlin. Aaron Matthews didn't do very much.
Ford.
And he's a senior.
Yeah.
The safeties are good.
The safeties are good.
And they're better than Penn State safeties. And Penn State would have wanted to have those kids.
It's because they're true safeties.
But the receiver... Aaron Matthews didn't do much. He's a senior. They didn't lose much there. Go ahead.
Just real quick, Franklin said right after the game that they made a mistake and they should have had Kane in the game instead of Slade on that. Pass pro is an issue, but if you're just going to run the ball like you did on that drive, I just think he was
third and four.
I just think that he could have gotten, if you gave him the ball 3 times, I think he would have found a way to get 10 yards.
So James comes out and says, I probably should have had him in the game. And Pat's like, I'd do that exactly the same all over again, down 7 from the 1 yard line. We're coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio, Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Remember, bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. Ross Tucker, Bob Flounders, Andy Shea, we're closing strong. Some Pitt takeaways here on the bye week that we think are important going forward. 57-yard field goal from Jordan Stout. That's a school record. I don't think you can overlook it. He hit a 53-yarder.
Huge play in the game.
Right on the cusp of halftime.
The pressure involved 10-10. With Maurice French deep. If he didn't hit it perfectly, and you got the field goal team trying to cover Maurice French in the open field. I mean, you saw what happened in the Alabama-Auburn game a couple of years ago. It cost them the game. I can't say enough about Jordan Stout. I didn't know – I had no expectation for him back in June, but the kid is absolutely legit. Blake Gilligan probably had one of his top three games at Penn State in terms of, I think, 6 of 7
inside
kicks
the 20,
were inside the 20.
Yep.
They haven't allowed any kick return yards. That means the defense is never going to be on a short field if this kid keeps to do that. And Blake Gilligan's starting finally to look like maybe what we thought he would be when he was a freshman.
Well, remember when he was a sophomore, he had a pretty good year. And I think he feels like he can kick the ball wherever he wants right now.
He's good. I don't know what happened to him last year. He's been good every year except for last year.
Yeah.
Let me just tell you this much. You know who's not happy about how great Jordan Stout is? Jake Penninger.
Yeah.
He misses one field goal.
Yeah.
Just one.
Right. Or an extra point.
Anything.
Yeah.
He misses one kick, and everybody in that stadium will be saying, hey, how about putting in the guy that's unbelievable on kickoffs and makes 57-yard field goals?
Yeah.
I'm pretty confident if you can make a 57-yarder, that you can make a 27-yarder.
Right.
I mean, Penninger's got to be like sweating bullets right
James
now.
James said Wednesday, the line of the choose it line for who goes in the game is 49 and in is Penninger, 50 and beyond is Stout. Penninger was 5 for 11 or 12 last year from 40 plus. So we'll see if they're going to hold to that. That's a key number for you, Andy, by the way, moving forward.
40 and 50 yards. All right, I got it.
49 and in 50
is Penninger.
And out.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it should be 42 and in Penninger, 40
38
and, out.
And in Penninger, 39 and beyond. Give
I
it to the guy
Penninger
with the leg.
Penninger should handle 2-point conversions.
One of the last points I want to get to, because we're running a little short on time, gents. The offensive, they took some shots downfield with Clifford throwing the ball down the field. Nothing worked. Is that a concern going forward? They didn't hit any of the shots this game. They took them.
At least 2 touchdowns were left on the field.
That's what I'm
getting at. Guys were behind the secondary, and that's something that Sean Clifford's got to get better at. It's not on the receiver. When he let the ball go. The handler's already home. He just had to put it right in his hands. Also, he did make that weird across the body throw that Chisena almost caught and dropped. That could have been a big play in the game, although you're not really supposed to throw that ball like that late down the middle, 50 yards down the field.
The other thing, last thing I want to ask was the pressure from the quarterback. It did have Ross talked earlier when he was talking about Clifford in quarter number 2. It had an impact on him. He got thumped in the first quarter right away, and I think that impacted him the rest of the game.
He's definitely needed the bye week. But he's got to be smart enough to avoid some of that. He has to be better, and you're right. He hasn't played a lot of football,
right?
And that comes with it. But he's not going to last if he's going to keep taking this kind of shots.
All right, gentlemen, that's it for our show this week. Very well done. Thank you, Russ. Good to have you back.
Absolutely. Good to be back.
All right. Thank you, Bob. For everybody here at the Keystone Sports Network, thank you for joining us. Have a good weekend. We'll be back next week.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey, it's Ross Tucker, former NFL player and now host on the Keystone Sports Network, telling you about GoPSURV.com. I had an unbelievable experience for the Wisconsin game with my wife. My father-in-law came up. We had an absolute blast tailgating at GoPSURV.com. If you don't know about it or you haven't checked it out yet, you need to do so immediately. Call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 or go to GoPSURV.com.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.